St. Vincent and the Grenadines celebrated its 30th anniversary of independence at the Organization of American States. On Tuesday, the Hall of the Americas of the OAS headquarters in Washington saw St. Vincent and the Grenadines OAS permanent representative and ambassador to the White House, Ambassador Lucilia Prince, host a ceremony celebrating what she called her country's adulthood. Ambassador Prince.
We have gotten to the point where we are now shaping our own destiny. We have gotten to adulthood. At this moment in time, our government is focusing on education. We have, at this very moment, the most Vincentians benefiting from tertiary-level education. Our government is seeking to have an international airport developed in St. Vincent and the Grenadines because, at the moment, we do not have one based on our geography. And with several of our bilateral partners, we are making this a reality. One of the things that we're also doing as well is to have our own homegrown constitution. The current constitution of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is something that was given to us by our colonial masters when they gave us independence. And we are now in a process of developing our own constitution, our own homegrown constitution, which Vincentians will vote on in a referendum next month.
Present with diplomats, well-wishers, and Vincentians from the Washington area. They were treated to a cultural display of the island's food, art, music, and a performance of traditional dance and dress. Celebrations started on Sunday with a church service in honor of the independence anniversary. This Saturday, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Nationals Association of Washington, D.C. will host a dinner and dance. The event will also take place at OAS headquarters. Reporting for OAS Radio in Washington, this is Karen Stanley.